Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when you're crushing it, life is good, everything's clicking. Then bam. Suddenly things shift. Maybe a project falls through, you hit a snag in your plans, or something unexpected throws you for a loop. Ever feel like the universe just likes to keep things interesting? Well, I'm here to tell you, that roller coaster ride of life is totally normal. It's all part of the grand cosmic dance of impermanence. Today we're diving deep into the Stoic concept, understanding that nothing stays the same forever, and honestly, it's a superpower in disguise. First up, embrace change as an opportunity. Life isn't about holding onto things, but about flowing with the current. When you resist change, you create resistance. You end up fighting against the inevitable, getting frustrated, and missing out on the awesome new stuff that's constantly coming your way. Think of it like this. Your favorite band releases a new album, you might be hesitant at first because you love their old stuff. But then you give it a listen, and bam. You discover a whole new side to them, a fresh sound, a different energy. Change can be scary, but sometimes it's the catalyst for growth and amazing surprises. Secondly, let go of expectations. We humans love to plan. We like to have things mapped out. But life has a funny way of throwing curveballs, reminding us that our carefully crafted plans are just suggestions, not hard rules. When you cling to rigid expectations, you set yourself up for disappointment. Instead, try approaching situations with flexibility and openness. Be willing to adjust your course when needed, and remember, sometimes the best things in life happen when you least expect them. Ever been on a road trip and stumbled upon this incredible hidden gem? You weren't expecting it, but it turned out to be the highlight of the whole journey. Now, let's talk about gratitude. Seriously, folks, this one is a game changer. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment that transcends external circumstances. It doesn't mean ignoring the challenges, but it means choosing to appreciate the good things, even the small ones amidst the chaos. Think about your daily life. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme, a genuine smile from a stranger. These little moments add up, creating a tapestry of joy that can weather any storm. Next up, practice mindfulness. This means staying present in the moment, fully engaged with what's happening right now. It's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, but mindfulness helps us anchor ourselves in the here and now. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, listen to the sounds around you. When you bring your attention to the present moment, you create space for clarity, peace, and a sense of grounding. And finally, remember that everything is temporary. This isn't just a philosophical concept, it's an undeniable truth. Even the most seemingly permanent things, relationships, possessions, and achievements are subject to change. Recognizing this can help us detach from things that ultimately don't define us. It allows us to experience life with more freedom and joy, knowing that nothing lasts forever. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at your favorite concert. The music is pumping, the crowd is electric, you're singing along, completely immersed in the moment. But then, as the final chords fade away, it ends. The lights go up, the crowd starts to disperse, and suddenly, that amazing experience is over. It might feel a little bittersweet, right? But here's the Stoic twist. You wouldn't want that concert to drag on forever, would you? The ending, the impermanence of it all, actually enhances the beauty of the experience. You savor those precious moments even more because you know they won't last. So take a moment to reflect, how can you apply this principle to your everyday life? Maybe it's letting go of a grudge, accepting that not everything will go according to plan, or simply appreciating the little things that bring you joy. Remember, the power of impermanence isn't about dwelling on endings, it's about embracing the ever-changing nature of life and finding beauty in the journey itself. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some ways you practice this concept of impermanence? Hit me up on social media, leave a review, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, stay strong, stay wise, and keep living life to the fullest.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.